So we'd have enough wood. And then, of course, when we got the hard coal stove, that was mighty fun. We'd fill that up, you know, and it'd burn all night. And things were dandy. The fire wouldn't run out.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the time when it gets so cold and the houses wasn't too tight. The water would freeze in the kitchen and the snow would blow in the doors and windows. And it'd be like a little drift blowed out for maybe half a foot or a foot. Mother get the cook stove going and get the breakfast and have her coats on, and I was a little devil, and put down the oven door and let me sit on the oven to eat, keep warm. It was quite an experience. Of course, we didn't know any different. It was all right.
Yeah.
It's when you know different, it ain't all right.
Yeah, I remember my dad saying that going from hot to cold rooms and so on, he got a room kitchen or anything. He doesn't have it now. He's never had it since. But.
Well, that could do that. I used to have a room kitchen.
And I thought that was my experience. The only people I ever heard had a room kitchen were older people. He said that he had it when he was a young man. And
well, now, since you got on that subject, I'll tell you something that's unbelievable. When I was a small kid, oh, I don't know, I suppose maybe I might have been, I don't believe I was that old. I don't believe I was going to school yet. I believe I was around 5 years old or better. I got rheumatism. And boy, I really got it. They doctored me and I'd be there and that would hit me and I'd wake up and boy, I'd just fall. Hurts bad. So one 4th of July, my mother told my father, he said, now, well, we got to have some medicine. We got medicine. My father wanted to go out and cut hay down. So it was Timothy hay. Usually Timothy hay, if it's good, you cut it down ripe. You cut it down in the morning, you put it up in the afternoon. But he was going to cut this down about noon and put it up the next day. He said, well, you get ready and until that hay dries off and we'll go uptown and get the medicine. Well, of course, they carried me out and put me in the buggy and we come to town. It was 4 miles away. We stopped at the doctor's office and he wasn't in. Well, we had to come through town and go down to the left, maybe a couple blocks to an aunt of mine, or my mother's. So they suggested they'd take me over there. And maybe Doc could come in a little bit. Well, they couldn't drive the horse through town because on the 4th of July, and they were shooting a big 5-inch firecracker, and they wouldn't get the horse through town. So they partly carried me, and I partly walked. And when them big firecrackers go off, I just screamed like, I thought they were going to kill me. They took me down there at my aunt's and laid me down on the sofa. And the doctor didn't come. Finally, my dad said, well, we'll have to go home, and I'll have to bring him back tonight. Well, they took me home, and I was all in putting me to bed. I don't think I would eat any dinner. I don't remember, but I don't believe I did. And about 2 o'clock, I woke up, and I wanted my clothes. And they said, what are you going to do to your clothes? I said, I'm going down where Dad's cutting hay. She said, well, you can't get down there. I said, yes, I can. I got up and put on my clothes and went down where Dad's cutting hay. Never had any dinner since.
No care.
It was shock.
Oh, that was some experience.
But it was severe. You know, you've heard tell of shock treatments, well, I got it.
Yeah.
Well, I got it before I ever heard tell of it.
Well, I'm leaving it now. I'm leaving it now.
I've never had it since.
Huh.
But it was severe when I was young.
That's very simple.
There was a woodshed and a coal house combined.
Keep tools in there, too?
No, we didn't keep any tools in there. Fortunately, our barn was big enough that we could keep the tools in the barn.
We didn't have a separate
tool shed, no. Stalls? Well, one side of the feeding floor, we could feed about 15 head of young cattle, and we had... two box stalls for the cows or calves, and then we had five stalls for milk cows, and we had about 8 or 9 stalls for the horses and 2 box stalls for horses. And then our barn was a bank barn on level ground. And of course we could keep the hay and a lot of the grain and all the tools upstairs. Mm-hmm. That's why.
What would you call that part?
Oh, we kept the hay and the tools, just call it a hay mow or the upstairs. They'd say,
call anything else?
No, they'd say, you go get the scoop show. Well, where's it at? Well, it's upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know about putting it upstairs in the back barn.
I just wonder, sometimes you use the term loft.
No, we didn't. We just used the upstairs.